Well, I also had another good idea.
Just okay. Cue the intro while he's talking.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Redacted.
Hello, Redactors. Welcome to episode 2 of Redacted Radio. I'm your co-host, Goose, and I'm here with Tez.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, mate.
Yeah. Nice.
Training wheels are off. You know, we hit the ground running. Episode 2.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah,
another episode.
We've discovered how hard it is to put a podcast onto Spotify.
Yeah. No, Spotify was okay. Apple was the challenge. Apple were playing hard to get.
Yeah, we had to create a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
it's all happening.
Yeah, we're in all the places now, which is awesome.
Thanks everyone who reached out and gave me some good feedback on episode 1. We have a very big open door policy for good feedback.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just DM Goose anytime you have any queries.
Yeah,
any
no
thoughts.
Negative feedback. Very much a small closed window for negative feedback.
Yeah, you'll be blocked. That's not true. Feedback's always good.
So what have we got today?
So today, as we said last week, it is Redacted 101. We spoke to, well, Magnus was there, a very sleepy Magnus.
Yes. Dev's hard at work, not sleeping.
Yeah, send him some melatonin if you can. Man needs some sleep. And we also had Funky Bot on.
Discord's favorite bot.
He is. He's the king on Discord. Anytime anyone has a query, I feel like he's there like in a second.
And then Sim.
Yeah, we had Sim on. Sim,
he's heading up the conservatory project.
Yeah, which you'll hear about in the episode.
Just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, it'll be great for everyone to check out. So maybe get your notebooks out on this one. We tried our best to make it be as accessible and simplified as possible, but
more formal.
It's a bit more formal because the reality is these are some complicated concepts and it's pretty hard to break them down.
Yeah, it took me months to figure out the Olympus tokenomics.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to kind of dig into here. So
a lot to delve into with the basics of Redacted.
So yeah, it's great to have Sim on because we can then highlight the conservatory, which will then also lead you guys to dig deeper after this podcast if you want to kind of elaborate on a lot more of the topics we covered, basically.
Let's jump straight to it.
Here we go.
Not sure. You've done it again.
Redacted. Figgy's gone on holidays. He's taken his mountain goat and he's gone off to explore the Alps. Mario is still banned.
Of course.
We have with us today the voice of Australian beer commercials, Magnus. How's it going, man?
Yeah, good. GM. Doing well. Excited for episode 2.
It's an early start for Magnus, so we appreciate you making the effort.
He's a bit dusty.
Yeah. Need all the help I can get.
We also have, if you've ever been on the Redacted Discord, I would be surprised if you haven't at some point come across this guy. He's an absolute machine.
Yeah, Funky.
Funky Fresh. Welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here. I'm a longtime fan and first subscriber on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Oh, looking forward to the second pod.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, Funky was so active in Discord that someone from the community just asked, is Funky a bot? And that was the birth of that meme.
Wait, do we have a YouTube?
We just got it going.
Coming That's, soon.
Last but not least, we also have Sim with us today. Sim's been working on the conservatory, which is going to be an awesome resource for everyone to basically learn about everything they would want to know about the whole Redacted project.
Redacted,
basically.
Curve Wars, Convex, Ohm, everything.
And it's a late one for Sim, so we also appreciate you making the time. Yeah, welcome. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be here. Working in the shadows, you know, for the Redacted community.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, this podcast is for the people who are just joining Redacted, haven't come from the world of OHM or DeFi in general. And so we'll kick it off with just asking, what is Redacted and what is it about?
Well, just to keep it super brief, super simple, we are literally a black hole of accumulating CRV and CVX tokens. We do have other assets on the horizon. That's why we brought on these two super jigger brain individuals of Funky and Sim. So they'll explain a lot more about the mechanics. Yeah, for the most part, we are just accumulating as much as we can of all the different types of assets out there that we believe to be the most beneficial for Redacted Cartel.
Now, Redacted is a sub-DAO of Ohm. How is it different to Ohm?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it is a sub-DAO of Olympus, but for the most part, we are trying to democratize and open up the Curve Wars. And that is why we are taking on the assets that we did, especially in the initial raise with the Triple Dutch auctions.
Ohm was built as a decentralized reserve currency, and its main goal is to accrue stables into its treasury, whereas the Redacted Cartel was built with the idea of accruing the Curve War tokens into its treasury instead.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man.
Would you say it's kind of taking on that burden so Olympus doesn't have to?
Correct, yeah. They're taking on volatile assets with the idea of utilizing the treasury to its advantage. And that way, Ohm can just focus on...
Yeah, being a reserve-backed currency, and then we can undertake the democratization and opening up of the Curve Wars.
The cool thing is that Olympus can focus on what they want to achieve, so become reserve currency of DeFi, crypto, etc., while Redacted adds value through their objective of accumulating voting power and influencing governance of such an interesting and flourishing ecosystem, which is a very cool thing about the project that gives a unique position also within the Olympus, let's say, broader ecosystem, which is really attractive given also the importance of Curve in DeFi and in crypto.
I just add that we're not competing with Olympus. We're synergistic in that kind of ecosystem, and we bring something different to Olympus, and we hold a lot of Ohm, and Olympus holds a bunch of Butterfly. So it's not either or, it's not zero sum. We're all in it together.
If the better that the Butterfly token performs, the better it is for the Olympus treasury, given that we are sharing that upside with Olympus.
Yeah, how does one buy Butterfly? How would you start? I might throw that one to you, Funky, because I think you answer that all the time on Discord.
So first of all, Butterfly is currently an ETH kind of only token. So if you want to purchase Butterfly, the best way is to go to SushiSwap. SushiSwap.
Sorry, that happens to me too.
Just thinking about that sushi. So you can go to SushiSwap, where we have our kind of redacted seeded pool, which means that we provided the initial liquidity, and we own 99% of the pool's liquidity. That pool, I think, currently has $30 million of liquidity. So that's the most liquid pool. So it's a good place to buy it because you'll get less slippage. And the kind of other place you can buy it as well is on Uniswap. There's another pool there, which is seeded by a third party.
Uni V3, just an FYI for everyone out there.
And you can buy it with kind of any token. The SushiSwap pool is a Ohm Butterfly paired pool, which means that you directly trade Ohm for Butterfly, vice versa. Although SushiSwap will be able to route other liquid tokens if you have DAI or USDC, for example.
Yeah. So once you've bought it, what would be the next step if you wish to stake it, which I think would be beneficial?
So once you've got Butterfly in your wallet, then you can go onto the website and you can interface with the kind of web app, connect your wallet with either MetaMask or Wallet Connect, and you can stake your Butterfly, which means that you're essentially exchanging Butterfly token for Stake Butterfly, also known as X Butterfly. And that means that you can start accumulating some of those juicy staking rewards.
Yes, the website being app.redactedcartel.xyz.
I'm actually kind of curious to ask this as well, if this isn't getting too technical. Why does a protocol want you to stake? Why does it want you to do that instead of just holding the token itself free on the market? How does that benefit the protocol and user?
I think initially the whole idea of staking was to just incentivize people to get locked in. I'd say locked in now because you can transfer wrapped and stake tokens. But the idea was that you're incentivized to not sell your token, and you're kind of long-term incentivized with the protocol.
So once you've gone to the website and approved the contract and then staked the token, what does that mean? Do you just sit and chill? Do you have to do anything else to claim?
You just deposit and then you 3-3 and you chill.
So once you've bought the token and staked, what does it mean to be staked?
Basically, when you're staked, so you've approved and you've staked your Butterfly token, the token that you've staked will be locked in an equivalent amount of X Butterfly, basically, and it will be issued to the staker. And in every epoch, so every time that the rebase happens, the balance will be updated based on the rewards and the earnings that the staker accumulates, until you just 3-3 and you chill and you can can stake and see your rewards accumulating. When you decide to, as a user, you decide to unstake, the X butterfly will be basically burned, and the user will receive the butterfly, the accumulated butterflies that were staked. And of course, after unstaking, the staking rewards will no longer be accrued. So the process basically ends there. But that's basically how staking works in a simple way.
Yeah, so this rebasing event only happens every 8 hours, and you're only subject to these rewards if you opt in and stake, opt into the system and stake.
Yeah, I guess coming from the Ohm world, the token has an elastic supply. As time passes, the supply grows, and every staker grows with the supply. So if you start off with one token now, you look at the index, and in 6 to 12 months, the index might be 50, which means if you start with one now at Genesis, you will have 50 when the index is 50 in 6 months' time. And so even if the price comes down, because you have more balance of butterfly tokens, you hopefully are in a better position.
I'm just going to add that, you know, if people are more interested about, you know, exactly how and why the supply increases, there's kind of a number of different factors on why the supply increases. So the first would be butterfly minted for staking. And the way that works is that there's a epoch reward rate, which is multiplied by the total butterfly supply. And then that calculates a number of butterfly that are minted for stakers. So that amount of butterflies then spread to stakers. So that's one kind of avenue for new butterfly being minted. The second is from bonding, which I guess we'll cover slightly later. And the third one is the exchange of P butterfly and the DAO fee, which is related to bonding. So you can formulaically understand why the butterfly supply is growing, and stakers do share in that growth.
So the APY at the moment is upwards of 100,000+%. Wow. It's been as high as 300,000%. Wow. It's coming down. And every time it comes down, you see a flurry of people come into the Discord and panic and ask what's happening, what's going wrong with the protocol.
Yeah, because the lower APY essentially means you'll be receiving less token every epoch. Yes, but not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, I think it's a great thing. You don't want to know what the APY would be if it was me setting it.
So it is the natural progression for the APY to slowly come down over time. Anyone who's been in Olympus would be well familiar with that.
So having a APY of 100,000%, that doesn't mean that if you start with $1,000 in a year's time, you're going to have $1 million. What it means is that your butterfly amount will grow to that percentage, but the price of butterfly might not necessarily reflect that.
Yeah, your balance will reflect it, not so much the actual portfolio worth, if that, yeah. That's what you're trying to get at, right?
Yeah. That confuses a lot of people. A lot of people come in questioning and saying the APY of 90,000% isn't sustainable.
The APY does need a curb, as in it needs to drop off slowly over time, or else the emissions will outweigh the amount of assets that the treasury will onboard. It's just a smarter way for distributing the token amongst users without diluting the treasury too quickly. So that's why the APY needs to taper off over time.
And the other way that we can interact with the treasury directly is through bonding. How does bonding work, and who sets the discount for the bond?
So for those familiar with kind of a Dutch auction, the way bonding works is kind of a reverse auction. So we start with a price, usually kind of set around the market price. And then over time, the price will gradually go down. And as the kind of discount to market price increases, people are incentivized to bond. And what bonding means is that you're essentially exchanging an asset, which at the moment is either CRV, CVX, or a Ohm Butterfly Sushi LP token, in exchange for a butterfly. And you receive this butterfly over a 5-day period, and you can claim it dynamically. So in one day, you can claim 1/5. Second day, you can claim the other 1/5, etc.
Yeah, vested linearly over the course of 5 days.
Yeah. So one thing that a lot of people, I think, confuse is that the bonds are meant to be sold at a discount because they are vested over 5 days. If you had just bought butterfly on the market and staked, you are basically earning a yield that you wouldn't have had if you were bonding. Obviously, the amount of yield that you lose depends on how quickly you are able to claim and then stake. And that really depends on, you know, the size of the bond purchase and how much gas you want to pay. And in terms of how bond prices are set, there's basically two variables that determine a bond price. And the first one is known as the bond control variable, which is known as BCV for short. And that's what is kind of set by Redacted. And then the other variable is what we call the debt ratio, which is essentially a ratio of the kind of outstanding debt for the bonds divided by the total butterfly supply. And this kind of debt amount decreases over time as bonds vest. So therefore, as bonds vest, the price will go down. So I guess the kind of example of this is, you know, bonds are launched, how much people will jump into the bonds until the discount goes to zero. And over time, discount will increase as bonds vest and the debt ratio goes down.
Good point.
So there's definitely ways to like arbitrage that or game it, so to speak, just to outperform the 5-day ROI as well. So yeah, would encourage people to look into it because
get those juicy discounts.
Exactly right.
Good bot.
Should we talk about the different types of tokens in the redacted kind of ecosystem? So we have the wrapped butterfly. How would you describe wrapped butterfly and what benefits does that have over just having your classic staked X butterfly?
Yeah, WX butterfly. Take it away, maestro.
My understanding for WX butterfly is that it is a wrapped token, and so the balance itself stays the same and it's compared to the index. So one wrapped token will contain the index of staked butterfly at the moment, which is about 1.5.
Yeah.
And the idea behind it is that the balance itself stays the same and all the rebases happen within the token. And so the price itself will go up rather than the balance going up. And the reason for holding it, I guess, is for down the track utility. Eventually when we go, I guess, cross chain and use it for a depositing situation.
I see there may be tax benefits and there are other kind of advantages in terms of composability. For example, RORI lending will be coming soon. And you know, Sammy has mentioned a few times that, you know, looking to go to Arbitrum and get some trading pairs there as well.
Also the governance benefits, because for the eventual reality of cross-chain, having WX Butterfly allows, like, you can still basically have your governance rights alongside that.
Outside of ETH, Magnus, which chain is your most desired to see Butterfly on?
Jeez, nothing comes to mind, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, Sammy has expressed and put forward the Arbitrum route, even the potential like Phantom partnership that was on Commonwealth. We'll see. I have no particular preference or allegiance. Yeah. I know you're trying to extract alpha, but
yeah, you're trying to tell you now.
We did our best.
I guess we should also briefly touch on P Butterfly, because that is what's locked into the Ohm treasury, correct?
And New Order as well.
Yeah, how would you explain what P Butterfly is exactly?
Yeah, so P tokens, especially P Butterfly in particular, it's a very similar mechanic for the private tokens. Effectively, it's what is allocated or provided to the team. So this type of token in particular is what they call supply vested, comparing it to what other token vesting schedules, it might be like unlocked over time, but this type of mechanism is more so about it's supply vested, right? So the more butterfly tokens that are in circulation, then the P tokens are then able to be unlocked based on how much butterfly is currently in circulation. Yeah, so the benefit of these P tokens, it's very much like what P Ohm, like Olympus has, as well as Klima. And what I believe it to be one of the best type of vesting schedules is because it demonstrates long-term alignment, because the team isn't able to sort of like just ride on the coattails of the protocol and just hope that it goes okay. Like the more that it performs, then obviously the long-term benefit is better for those that are part of the core team or who have invested in the early stages.
So when you see all the P Butterfly in the dev wallets, you just can be reassured that they can't dump on you.
Exactly, because it's all down to the supply of the current circulating supply for Butterfly token.
Yeah, I use that drip feed analogy before. You kind of getting it in small doses. You can keep accumulating as circulation increases.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
So given that Redacted is backed by volatile assets, we do see a lot of volatility in the price. Sometimes it can be 15-20% below its all-time high. And we do see a lot of people come into the Discord that run straight into the funky bot and ask, oh, why is the price coming down so much? Is the dream over? No, we're only 2 weeks old. How much do you guys get worried about the price?
The first thing to note, I think, is that, you know, we're a protocol that's 2 weeks old. Well, the main thing we're focused on right now is building up protocol and liquidity. So our biggest capacity bond is our own butterfly bond, and we're trying to onboard as much as we can of that so that we can increase our liquidity to market cap, so that when there are people who are buying or selling, there's a bit less volatility in the market. So that's one thing, is that over time, as we build up more LP, more protocol owned liquidity, we'll have less volatility around that, which should help with the big ups and downs. And the second role, in terms of the price, I think one good example about, you know, why you should be a bit more price agnostic is that, you know, when Ohm launched, I think it was March last year, you know, the price has been all over the place. But if you had just bought a chunk and staked it, the price wouldn't have affected you as much because you'd be rebasing so much.
Yeah, that old adage, time in Ohm is better than timing Ohm.
Yeah, time flies in Butterfly.
Yeah. Oh,
try to meme that into fruition.
He's really trying to meme that.
Why not, you know?
You're going to start saying that.
What's
one?
What's crypto built for if not for memes?
Yeah, it's a meme. Yeah, it's all about the memes.
I say just ask Cust to make a, you know, command for that.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be pretty funny, actually. I think it'd be spammed a fair bit by a certain someone, starting with their name starting with a G.
He's all for it.
You just have to hit up Cust. He's very good at whenever someone puts something that's like a fantastic resource, like ETH Panda's June dashboard.
Yeah.
Or the wrapped page, you just hit up Cust and say, hey, make this a command. And then half an hour later, he's like, look what I did.
Arguably, they're more important than time flies in Butterfly as a meme. But you never know. He might get around to it eventually.
Oh, he'll be there.
Cool. So, yeah. I mean, these are, even if you're still new to Redacted or to these kind of protocols, these concepts can still sound quite complicated and convoluted. So even though we're doing our best to explain it today, you still might come away from this being like, I'm not 100% sure what you guys were talking about. Which is why we brought Sim on today, because he's been working really hard in the background making this resource, which is going to be awesome for you guys. It's called The Conservatory. I don't know. Yeah, Sim, how would you basically describe it? You're going to cover all sorts of different subjects.
Yeah, so absolutely. So basically, the Conservatory is a community-built resource built entirely by the Redacted community, and basically is a one-stop shop tool for everything around Redacted, the ecosystems that we touch, and general key crypto information, such as, for example, what is DeFi, what is a DAO, some, you know, preliminary notions about security, what is a hardware wallet, what is a non-hardware wallet, etc. And so the idea behind the Conservatory is that we want to kind of bridge the gap between the complexity of Redacted and the ecosystems that we touch, the information that you find in the Mirror articles, which might be a bit hard to digest, you know, for non-techies or noobs maybe in some parts, and enable people to actually participate with some knowledge into the project and create, you know, some knowledge that would make it easy for everybody to get on board to the cartel. Because, paraphrasing a bit famous crypto mantra,
butterflies together strong. Educated butterflies together stronger.
So that's good.
That's nice.
That's the idea. And there's a lot of hunger for education and for the easily digestible notions in crypto. We see the surge of a lot of platforms. We think about Playgrounds in the Olympus ecosystem, the Sherpa Academy itself, other platforms that are popping out. And so we want to contribute to this, create this one-stop shop for joining the cartel and know more about the ecosystems that we touch, so Curve, Convex, Frax, and others in the future. I don't want to leak too much. For example, the idea behind that is always, like, you know, have that LI5, explain like M5 approach. And I give you a concrete example about, for example, Curve. And in our conservative, Curve is described, you know, in the LE5 part as the best supermarket for where you can buy stable coins.
I was actually going to bring that up, because I like analogies. I like things broken down into very simplistic kind of examples. And that article itself really helped kind of get my head around what Curve is and the Curve was. So yeah, that particular one about the shopping center is a good one.
Yeah, and I mean, it's cool because other than this, you know, this is digestible for everyone. Everyone understands that. But besides that and behind that, there's a lot of top-notch material and top-notch notions about what Curve is and what Curve wars are, built and written by our community members. And it's amazing to see also, you know, the amount of talent that stems in our community and that is put in writing these articles. So I encourage everyone, starting from all the, you know, the knowledge levels within crypto, and also potentially someone who is not in crypto yet, to leverage this resource, because it's super interesting and super useful to join Redacted and to know more about the ecosystems that we touch.
Yeah,
and I guess buying Redacted is like buying a little hedge that has Convex and Curve and OHM.
Yeah, having exposure to all of these different assets that are in the treasury.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and then what's next?
And understand. trying to grab alpha, yeah. Yeah, and just trying to understand, like, yeah, what all these different protocols are and how they all fit into the whole picture, basically. Yeah, you've been working really hard and it's looking really good. And we're going to link the conservatory in the show notes.
Yep.
And you'll be able to find it easily on Discord as well. Yeah, it's great. And it's got some really good articles in there.
Yeah, highly encourage everyone to check it out. A lot of beginner-friendly to advanced. So, yeah, very good stuff.
Meet me in the conservatory, chop chop. Don't worry, everything's gonna be all right.
We're only 2 weeks old, and yet we're having a lot of exciting protocols come to us with proposals of how to collaborate together. We've got Sam and the Frax team, Casper and the Phantom DAO team, as well as Squid and a couple of others. Do you want to touch on what's happening in the space, Magnus, with all the proposals?
Yeah, so there's a fair bit of interest that's been circulating around Redact Cartel. Just sort of people realizing the potential that the protocol has, hence why we seem to be the latest shiny thing taking up everyone's attention. Because we recently launched a commonwealth.im, like a forum. It's very similar to what a lot of other different protocols are using. They use Discourse, but this product's been launched recently. So what Commonwealth is basically our hub for our governance proposals and all the snapshot voting that most other DAOs utilize. It's just that it's an all-in-one type of solution. I'm not shilling this, by the way. I don't even think they have a token. So there you go. But, you know, in terms of the happenings of the space, there's a ton of interest. You know, there's been quite a number of proposals already, given that we're only like 2.5 weeks young for a protocol. We've already had a proposal to bond FXS, and that has passed the snapshot vote. An absolute landslide of a victory. It was like 100%. And I feel like the guy that voted against it just did it for the lols. It was ridiculous. But yeah, he has a sense of humor. Hold on, let me just pull up the numbers. I just thought it'd be... All right, so just to paint a bit of a picture, those that were for bonding FXS, 30,133 wrapped stake butterfly, and those that were against was 0.527.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure the vote passed in favor.
Was that you, Goose?
No, nah, man.
Are you the contrarian?
I don't have that many butterfly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, look, there's been a bunch of other very, very interesting proposals come through. You know, we got a proposal to bond DPX, bond Curve, Rye, LP. There's even some partnership proposals for Phantom DAO as well as Squid DAO. And even something that's very, very unique that I haven't really seen with other types of DAOs is that the actual opportunity to participate in another protocol called Curvance. So Curvance.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's into the seed round as well. So a lot of stuff happening, a lot of experimentation, a lot of potential big-time upside for those that are holding Butterfly.
Yeah. We're so early, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
Biased, but we are.
We've also got a lot of potential people we could have on the podcast to talk about those proposals as well.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be one of those things that we'll be giving more mentions on the Discord server, just so people are aware with the absolute high amount of proposals and potential improvements to the protocol that are being brought forward.
Redacted. Now, I really appreciate you guys making the time, especially after I completely botched the initial time to get us all together. So thanks for coming on, and it's really great to get such a wealth of knowledge from you guys. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Tez is still learning his time zones, guys. So you have to be, you have to forgive him on that.
Yeah, sorry. I can't read a watch yet. What is the big hand point?
I love that Funky's been chatting in the Discord whilst he's doing the interview.
I mean, I just chatted in Discord. I saw you chatting at Discord.
it all comes out, the truth.
He can't help it. Yeah, he's...
Someone needed my help.
A bot's got to do what a bot's going to do. He's programmed that way.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, wow, he really is Skynet.
So that was Redacted 101.
Yeah, it's a lot to process for sure. But you made it through to the end. Congratulations. You earned yourself a gold star.
Yeah, class dismissed.
Class dismissed. Yeah, so Goose, well, what are we thinking about doing over the next few weeks and the next few episodes?
Oh, there's so much to touch on, isn't there?
Mm-hmm, there is.
There's a bunch of different proposals coming through.
Yes.
We're only 2 weeks old. We've already hit a market cap of $500 million US dollars. So
wow.
Even just a moment to reflect on where we're at
we're going to do a couple more like educational episodes here and there. Yeah. We definitely want to cover a bit more extensively maybe the curve wars specifically and how that all
About convex and talk about geome.
Yeah.
What everyone's got in the works.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff to cover. We haven't got anything nailed down quite yet for next week, but we'll definitely have something juicy for you.
Yeah.
Something good.
Hope you enjoyed it. Hit us up on the socials.
I did mention last week we are going to have a Discord channel. We're just doing some rejigging in the Discord at the moment. Once that's all finally set up, then yeah, we'll have our channel and you guys can chat to us, give us your thoughts and feedback and stuff. So
yeah. In the meantime, we've got a Twitter channel at @redacted_radio. We've got a YouTube channel, which is just called Redacted Radio.
Yeah, you guys can leave comments in YouTube. YouTube scares me. YouTube comments.
Yeah, well, you'll be answering everyone individually, I assume.
Yeah.
Or Funky will.
I reckon you'll get Funky Bot on it. Great idea. He's not busy enough.
He's got time.
Yeah. Sorry, Funky. No, we won't make you do that. Not that we have the authority to.
He was first to comment. He'll always be first.
Yeah. Bless you, Funky.
He's so good.
Yeah. And it was great having Funky and Sim on and Magnus, of course.
Yes. No. Magnus graced us by being awake, which was nice.
Yeah. I don't know if we explained that, but I completely messed up the time zones when we tried to tee up with Sims, who's in Europe.
Yeah.
The rest of us are in Australia.
All set to record, and it was 2 a.m. and Sim was very much asleep.
Yes. That was
five missed calls we gave up.
That was a huge mess up from me. Apologies to everyone. But
it's okay. Time conversion is difficult. So. They will avoid European guests for you. No.
That's so yeah. Australian guests. That's the kind of the way we're heading. Australians only.
We're taking over. Aussies are taking over.
It seems that way. Yeah. So we do strongly suggest that you check out the conservatory, all that work that Sims put into it. I think it's a really awesome resource and you'll learn heaps of what you want to know.
Yeah. There's a link in the Discord and we'll also put it in our show notes.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you next week.
Yeah, so don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that thumbs up button, and hit that bell notification so you know when the next pod comes up. Oh, and comment as well, please.
Spoken to you by the voice of Australian beer.
Best cold beer, Vic.